Blog Talk Radio.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind. Might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a thong. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. They try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be poor a man if he never saw an eagle. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire, and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come, let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you, come love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. It's
Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long, and we appreciate you being here and listening to a little extra music as we get set up. We're going to go straight to calls, too, so we went through about 10 minutes there, so beautiful music. Hope you enjoyed it. Got a great show for you right now. We have the Psychic Roundtable, Psychic Medium Roundtable, with two of the most amazing guests. We have the Psychic Cop, Chuck Bergman. Chuck's been on many TV programs and many, many outstanding radio programs. Chuck's known as the Psychic Cop when he started there in Salem, Massachusetts. And he's written several books. And you can find Chuck at his website, which is listed right here on the show page. You actually can click on it now. You won't lose the show. ChuckBergman.com. And Chuck does do private readings, mediumship. Chuck's one of the best mediums I have heard. And I've done, over 5,000 shows now after 9 years. So that's saying something pretty good. So his link is there. And it's really just an honor to have Chuck here. And then we also have one of the most outstanding angel messengers in Marilyn Posick. Marilyn's been part of Journey into the Light now for, I believe, over a year now. And we've had some fantastic shows. And Marilyn connects with her guys, as she calls them, 100,000 of them, not just a couple. She brings them all. I mean, she brings a pack of them. So, but Marilyn is here, and Marilyn does private sessions all the time as well. And you can click on Marilyn's website right now and look at her site, too. You go to a separate window so you won't lose the show. MarilynPosick.com is the website. And also listed here on the show page is a phone number if that's easier for you or prefer to contact. So now for the show, call on in to the regular number, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone, okay? That's super important, okay? I will come to you in the screening room, and generally what we do is you'll either have you want an angel reading, have an angel question of something in your life, see what the angels have to say and connect to spirits too, as Marilyn does as well. Or if you want a mediumship reading, meaning connecting to past loved ones, then you'll be mainly directed to Chuck Bergman. But Chuck and Marilyn work excellent together. As well. So this is a treat, as I said. This is really something special. So I will be coming to you in the screening room, so be by your phones, okay? What I need from you is your first name and where you're calling from, okay? So then I have to get the information quick because I got to get back to the show, okay? So if you could be by your phones, I would appreciate that tremendously, okay? Thank you. And lastly, I just want to say, please go look at the show page. I do have listed our Journey into the Light homeless mission, where Jennifer Taylor and myself have been working with this, and people who have donated since December. And I just get so motivated meeting these folks, and I swear so many of them are angels. And I'll just tell you really quickly, I met a guy today, and I went like 10 miles out of my direction just to go where I know some of the homeless people. And I met this guy, and I got a picture, and I'll have that up on my Facebook tomorrow. And the guy said, me and my friend, we go all around the country, and we send love and light. And he said, you know what that's all about, brother, don't you? And I said, yeah, that's what we do on the show, man. And, you know, just encouragement and love. And the other people that I've talked to have said, smile. It's in his hands. Don't worry. And these are messages not just for me, but for all of you. And so I'm like the other show, and some people donated beautifully. It don't have to be a large amount if you can't, but it's on us. Will we give? It's on us. It's not we don't judge how people got there. As I explained earlier, of a show that 2020 did on ABC not so long ago, about a guy who was underneath a bridge in New Jersey, and they talked to him. They said, "How did you get there?" And because people think, you know, oh, he's a druggie, he's lazy, you know, all this judgment, which is so sad. But the guy told his story, and he had a family, a beautiful house. He worked all the time, and he had daughters, and one of the daughters one day was abducted and brutally raped and barely lived. And the guy who did it, they tried him, and he got off on a technicality. So the father was enraged, as you probably could imagine, and found the person and beat him so bad that he almost died. So who went to prison? The father went to prison for 5 years. And when he came out, his family left him. He had no family, no place to go. He's underneath the bridge in New Jersey. No, he don't do drugs. He's not lazy. Well, the good part of this story is a store nearby that he frequently went through. The manager talked with him one day and said, "Hey, I'm going to give you a shot." And he hired him. The guy was the best worker there. And within 6 months, he became the manager of the store. And it just shows when we give a helping hand, no matter what it is, you know, it could be a money, it could be water, it could be a job, just a willingness to give. You know, these are not, you know, the Bible is full of stories of people alongside the road, and they're angels. We've read those stories. And I think that's why we have so many people in need. It's because it's becoming on us. Will we help? And we get so much out of it. You can hear the enthusiasm in my voice because I met a lot of homeless people over the weekend. And like I said, I love doing it. And I know a lot of people are afraid to do it. So that's why we put the link there so people can go and donate. And so the link is there. And if anybody donates tonight, I'll bring you up as one of the first callers. Just my thank you for helping. But you know, let's get behind it and let's make a difference for people. You know, we're doing a making a difference here on the radio show, but let's make a difference for, you know, our brothers and sisters who don't have a home that we're at. I mean, most of us, I think all of us that can hear my voice right now has a place to go. So please help and support. And you can see the pictures the folks that I help that are posted on Facebook so you can see it in action. I think that's important too, so people can know it's going on and feel the love. I mean, last thing I'll say is when I come in contact with these souls, if they don't want a picture, you know, I don't do it, of course. So it's all on them as far as what they want. But anyway, the link is there. The GoFundMe link is there. And God bless you for, you know, and if you can't do anything, I understand, but send them some prayers, you know, and I thank you for listening. Okay, so we got the round table here with Chuck Bergman, Marilyn Posick, and let's bring on our guest here for today, and let's go ahead and bring on Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick to the show. Welcome, guys.
Good evening, Michael. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck, are you there? Oh, Chuck just dropped. Okay, well, let's see here. He probably called back in here, or will be. okay. It's probably the way he signed in, but I won't talk about that. So how you been, Marilyn?
Good. Guess what? It's Monday, and it's not raining. Yay.
Has it warmed up any?
Yeah, not real warm yet, but it's supposed to be by the end of the week.
Okay, well, great. Great, I know it's been kind of chilly here, too, and damp, but I think the sun is coming out. Okay, I think we got the Chuckster back here. Chuck,
hey,
are you
am
there?
I back?
Yes, you're back.
I think my computer is in retrograde.
Well, I know why, so that one was easy. That was on you.
I had to drop that fictitious last name that I had.
Yes,
that helped.
Yes,
It was the Michael, it was the wiretap, I think, that did that.
Yeah, I think your place is wired. I don't have any proof, but I think it is. We'll go find the proof, but let's go ahead and blurt it out. It makes a lot of sense, but we won't go there. You guys ready for the first call?
Sure.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Alrighty. So we'll just, I haven't had a chance to screen calls yet, but we'll just take the first call and see what we have here. Area code 570, welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Danielle.
Okay,
in Pennsylvania.
Danielle. Okay. And did you want an angel reading or a mediumship reading?
I guess angel, like, I mean, it doesn't matter. I have, my dad
okay.
is deceased as well, but I'm just kind of looking for messages in a way. With love and relationship.
Okay, what's your question, Danielle?
I have a twin flame, and it's kind of been going back and forth here for like 4 years, but never into the physical, but everything energetically, spiritually, and stuff. And otherwise, I'm just kind of wondering maybe like when contact or union may be, or what you see. Any messages from angels? Any help would do.
The first thing that they're telling me, Danielle, is that you guys have had a past life connection. When you first met one another, was it like an instant attraction?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've known since birth.
Okay. I definitely feel like you guys have had a past life connection together. I feel like, that this relationship needs to be given a little bit more time, but I think it's going to blossom into a loving, meaningful relationship. Is there something that you need to cleanse and clear away from you, dear?
I'm not sure. I do it every day. I practice. I don't want to say too much on the air and stuff, but basically, I mean, I kind of do that every day, so I'm not really sure on that. I kind of work on myself all the time with things that might come up from the past. I've been doing that for a long time, but as far as in, like, just regular cleansing auras and Reiki and stuff like that,
Is there a past relationship that you've had that you haven't totally cut the cords with?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's holding you back from this relationship developing. So whatever kind of work and practice you do, whatever you can do to cut the cords within your own heart from a past relationship, I would work on that, like, immediately. And I feel like you're going to be lifted up. You're going to be lifted higher. And once your energy gets lifted up, I feel like this reunion is going to come together more for you.
I don't think it's on my end. Mine are already cut. We're just friends. I've done that already. I've done my work. He has not done his.
Okay, but you can still cut the cords. Even if he hasn't cut the cords, you can cut the cords on your own. I just feel like there's still like a deep connection here that needs to be cleared up and cleansed up.
Okay.
And
so,
I feel like when you do that, that this relationship that you're talking about now will start blossoming for you.
Okay.
What's significant with you and flowers?
Nothing besides I love them.
Okay. Do you have a place where you're able to plant some new flowers this spring?
I do every year.
Okay. That will be very, very, very good for you. And they're telling me to make sure you plant a bountiful amount of flowers in all kinds of different colors.
Okay.
And I feel like that will be healing for you. It will be energizing for you. And it's going to help move you on. And they're telling me to keep up the good spiritual work. I don't know whether you do spiritual work
yes.
as a profession. But they're telling me to keep up the good spiritual work.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
All right,
thank
honey. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call there. And we're going to go next to Miami and Eduardo, who beautifully donated last hour. We do appreciate you. Thank you. And Eduardo has an angel question.
Hello.
Hi, Eduardo.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you doing there?
Good, great, honey. How are you
job,
doing?
Mike. Good, good. I wanted to thank Michael for giving us the opportunity to donate and encourage everybody listening to donate as well, whatever they can, you know.
Thank you.
Anyway, hello, Marilyn. I wanted to get maybe a general message about career, finances, whatever wants to come up.
Did you say career and finances? Do you do any kind of spiritual work, Eduardo?
I do. A lot, actually. On my own, mostly.
You don't do it for other people? You just do it for yourself?
I do it for other people, whenever they ask me, somebody, a close friend or family.
Okay. And are you charging or are you exchanging gifts when you do this for other people?
Not right now. But I don't get that many people anyways, you know.
They're telling me that you're a spiritual healer as well, and that you need to broaden your horizons with it and start having more faith and more confidence in yourself, because you do have the abilities. You've done this in many past lives, and it comes really natural for you. So I don't know whether you're taking classes, reading books or something, but you need to dive in there, get more familiar with it so you're more comfortable with it. And I see that this is what you should be doing for a living, maybe not full-time to begin with, but definitely part-time. But they're also really cautioning me to caution you to make sure that you are exchanging gifts. There always has to be an exchange of energy. So if you charge people, if you, barter with people, the more you give, the more you should receive as well. And they're telling me you have a hard time asking people, but they're telling me you shouldn't be afraid of that. And I feel once you step through that fear and step into your own and get more comfortable with it, that you'll start really progressing in this. Do you do any kind of banking work?
No, not really. I mean, I used to, but not now.
Because that's what I'm getting is like banking work. You don't do any of that now?
No.
Do you do anything with numbers or money now?
Well, I'm doing, I'm actually going to be offering consulting, lean startup consulting, which basically, to analyze businesses and potential of businesses.
Okay, have you started that?
I just got rolling recently. I'm going to start a campaign soon. And,
They're telling me that you're very good with numbers, and by numbers, more like in the money area. So if you're getting to get into a business, make sure, Eduardo, that you are staying grounded, you're staying centered, you're staying focused. And they're telling me to tell you to make sure you dig your heels in, and then you're going to be able to just, like, go through this. Your business is really going to take off for you. But you want to make sure you stay grounded and have a solid foundation. And I would definitely be doing spiritual work on the side, dear.
Okay. All right. That's just I considered that, but I couldn't figure out exactly how to get customers and stuff. And at the time, so I kind of left it on the side. But
ask the universe.
Definitely. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Marilyn.
You're welcome, honey.
I think you were right on the spot.
Oh, good.
Thanks.
Thank you, hon. Have a great night.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you, Eduardo.
Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. Thank you again. And before we go to the next caller, why don't we give out your guys' contact information and other information. So, Marilyn, do you want to go ahead first?
Sure. You can contact me through my website, www.marilynposick.com. I've written 3 books and have 7 meditation CDs. They're all available. You can check them out on my website. And the books are available on Amazon. I will be live tomorrow night on Facebook talking about grief and loss, helping people cope with their grief and loss. And for those of you that are listening that are in the Phoenix area, I will be at Scott and Molly's on Thursday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock for like a gallery evening night where I'm going to be introducing people to angels, and I will also be doing readings for people. So that information is all listed on Facebook as well.
Wow, you're keeping really busy. Every evening, you're either here Monday and Tuesday, or live on Facebook, or in a gallery. That's good, though.
Oh, keeping busy keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
thanks, Michael.
Yeah, anytime. Now we have the man, Chuck Bergman. Chuck?
All right, Michael. You can find me at chuckbergman.com. And on the website, I've got two books, an autobiography, and then another one is a more factual book about the afterlife. And it even covers quantum physics and stuff like that in it. So it's a little more in-depth book, good book. And I've got a schedule of events listed on the right column on the front page. And let's see, May I'll be doing the Spiritual Uplifts gallery readings in Jacksonville, Florida, for those of you that are local or have friends in this area. And just signed today that I'll be doing Casadega, June 18th. Looking forward to that. I haven't done that for about 5 years, and that's always a fun time when I go down there. If you haven't been to Casadega in Florida, it's a spiritualist camp. And like I say, I've been there once and did the morning church service followed by individual readings, and really had a great time there. But other than that, everything is on the website.
Okay, very good. And you can find Chuck also on Live PD, sitting next to Dan.
He actually tweeted me the other day.
He did?
Not Dan, but Tom Morris Jr.
Oh, really? He tweeted you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was it personal, or what did he say?
Yeah, it was a personal, just back and forth thing.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But cool. I had to let him know that we do talk about his show on this one, so he loved it.
Oh, that's great. We have a connection. I posted something on Twitter this weekend saying that I wish they probably didn't like this, but I said I wish Dan would tell everybody the truth about why some of these cities are dropping out, like Tulsa, and that's because the city thinks it gives them a bad image because you're seeing, you know, this crime happening, which is you know, I think wrong and negative, but, you know, Dan always says that we got someone has their speaker on or something. I'm hearing a lot of echo feedback, but now it's gone. But anyway, you know what I mean, Chuck? But, you know, Dan is always saying, well, you know, it's, cities come and go, but, you know, it's really the city no longer wanted what they thought was bad press, which is really kind of silly, huh, Chuck?
Did we lose him again?
I was wondering about that. I think you're right. Yep. Must be really having trouble with the internet here. Let me wait for... I'm sure he'll call back in.
Is he listening to the internet?
Well, he's calling through the internet, so...
Okay.
I'll just wait for him to reload here, and okay, well, let's just take another caller, and I'll go ahead and bring Chuck in once he I see him here. Let's go to area code 818, Los Angeles area. Can we get your first name? Oh, that call dropped, man. Area code 541, welcome. Can we get your first name?
Holly.
Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hon. Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay. How can we help you tonight, dear?
I want to know if my current situation is permanent or if we are going to be able to work through this.
And what do you mean by your current situation?
With my significant other. If, like, the breakup is permanent or if him and I are going to be able to work through it.
I'm getting that you're going to be able to work through it. Have you sat down and had a long talk with yourself about this relationship?
Kind of.
I would do that before. I feel like you're almost kind of like in a desperation stage right now. And I'd like to see you sit down, even with a pen and paper, get a notebook out and start writing your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, what direction you want to go into, what takes you closer to your higher purpose, what takes you farther away from it. I feel like you got a lot of working on yourself to do here first and get stronger with yourself first and then approach him and then talk it out. But I'd like to see you get stronger and, like, get healed a little bit better. And you need to be really, really sure of what you want instead of just trying to mold and bend to fit his needs. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah. Okay. Is he doing better without me?
I think he misses you. Is this a recent breakup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's missing you. But look at it that the universe is providing for you and that the universe is working with you, even though your heart's broken right now and you don't understand. But the universe is working with you so you can get stronger within yourself. You'd rather have a strong relationship than one that is going to be wishy-washy and you keep wondering about all the time, right?
Right.
And so get stronger with yourself. See what you need to do to go on the inside of you to get healthier, to get happier, and then approach him again.
Okay. Will I approach him or will he approach me?
I think you're going to reach out to him. But don't do it in the real near future. Work on yourself first.
Okay.
Okay. All right, hon. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Okay, that call is done. Working with Chuck, trying to get him on back here. Let's see. Let me just bring him on, see if he's good to go here. Let's bring Chuck back on. Chuck, are you there?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you, and I...
How about now? Do you hear me?
I was going to say, I can hear you now.
we can hear you now. Wow. I don't hear an echo,
though. I told
you
it was in retrograde.
Yeah, it's something. I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is, but I won't go there. But, okay. So, you know what to do next time, the next show, Chuck, right? Your name will do. Okay, is everybody set? Are we good for the next call?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll mute mine when I'm not speaking, if that'll help.
Okay. Well, I don't hear the echo
apparently
right
it was
now.
In my, problems in my headphone jack.
Okay. All right, let's bring on our next call here. Let's bring, as looking for a mediumship reading here, let's bring Nick onto the show. Welcome, Nick.
Hello. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, Nick. How you doing this evening?
Hey, doing pretty good. I was just calling to see, I've been told in the past that my grandfather, my dad's dad, was always close to me in spirit, and I just lately have been getting a lot of messages, I feel like, and dreams, and different occurrences happening over and over, and was just seeing if there's anything that came through for me through spirit.
Okay, Nick, I'll give that a try. I am getting a symbol from him. Would anyone in the family have a boat, possibly a small boat, or would he have had a small boat?
Possibly. I'm not too sure on that, though.
Okay, I'm not feeling large with this. It just feels like a small boat that I'm being shown first. In fact, it looks like a rowboat. And I don't know if he's just trying to get my attention with that. I don't know what he's doing. I do feel a male. I do feel like he could be grandfather. And I got to, unfortunately, take my time. He's being a little slow with me right now. Let me ask you, is anyone having a problem in the family and they're maybe going to have surgery to the nose area of the face, around the nose?
I don't know about surgery. My mom's been kind of having some, like, inflammation around that area, though.
Okay, at least there's something that we can hang our hat on, you know. I never know what they're going to give me. And, Nick, why am I getting a number two around you? I like the number two for some reason.
It's interesting you say that. I've always, since a small kid for some reason, been the number like 216 has always been kind of like a lucky number for me for some reason. And this past week, it seems like once or twice a day, like in random places, I've always seen that number. So could be what
all
the
right.
piece is about.
Especially if you're paying attention to it. You know what I'm getting from your grandfather? He's trying to get your attention with every technique that he knows possible. So that might be part of this where certain numbers will resonate with you, or, you know, you see it on license plates all the time, or it's the type of deal where you look up. Now I'm sorry, but he's interrupting me. Boy, he seems like when he wants to take off, he will. What do you know about a diner? Any reason for him to talk about an old-fashioned diner?
I go to some small diners here and there. Nothing ringing a bell at the moment, though.
Well, if you go to them, you know, and especially he's tagging along, which he says he does. Are you planning on traveling by car somewhere in the near future? Take a trip?
No plans. I was thinking the other day of, you know, how one would be nice. But okay. No set plans on it.
It doesn't have to be set plans. I don't know if you're aware of this, but while he's in spirit, when you send him a prayer, it's going to be in the form of a thought. But that also means that while you're sitting around just thinking of things, he can pick up on that as well. That's one thing I don't like. I don't like knowing my mom can hear all of my thoughts, because I wouldn't want her to know some of my thoughts. So you can see where I'm going with that one. But symbolically, what I got was in your glove compartment, seeing roadmaps, which made me feel like thinking about a trip or wanting to go on a trip. But the good news is that he's aware of it. Now, is it early April? I've got a big birthday cake.
Not that I can think of offhand, early April. I'm not really sure when his birthday was. It could have been in April.
That would be normal, too. But, you know, you might check on that. It'd be cool to find out if it is in April.
Right.
This is a crazy one here. Something about who would work on trees or cut down trees or, you know.
I had a roommate actually about 5 months ago for about a year, and he did that for a living. We were pretty close at the time.
Okay. That's just grandfather talking about that, because he'd be around for all of that, as you know. He seems like an excitable, happy guy for you. I think he's around you a lot more than you realize. He's given me an indication that he was a lot closer to you than you realized. Did you actually get to know him, talk to him and stuff?
No, he actually passed away before I was even born. Back when I was like 17, 18, I was getting real big into spirituality and stuff. And I had called in for a reading, and that was about like 5 years ago. And I was told he was, you know, really close with me in spirit and stuff. And so recently this year, I'm now 22, and And I've been getting a lot back into spirituality and stuff again. And so, but yeah, but I never met him though.
Okay. It sounds like the same type of message though. Cause he's wanting me to tell you that he has been around you since birth. And for some reason, he's jokingly saying he had you on his knee when you were a little boy. So, whether he's doing that to your dad or whatever, and I'm not sure why he's so locked into you. Could you have the same name as him? Because that was another feeling I had earlier when I said your name, Nick, and then two.
Uh-huh.
I almost felt like there were two Nicks.
Well, his name was Melvin.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Okay, I was wondering if you carried on his name or something, but let's see. Something about you've got, either you've tucked money away or you've planned on the future pretty well. For your age, it's making me feel like you're managing your money very well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would, actually, especially the last couple months.
Good for you, because he's actually talking about that and applauding you in what he sees you doing. So something going on around you now, and I feel like you're running from something that you shouldn't be running from. Can you tell me what that would be?
Maybe involve, maybe like relationship-wise, maybe.
That would work for me, and the metaphor I'm getting, if you stop running from it, just stop, turn around, and let that person come and plow into you. They're going to fall down backwards, and then it's like you win. You're the only one standing. So it's kind of a weird, and he's laughing as I tell you that, but that's exactly what he's showing me. So I feel like there's some kind of truth behind it. Sometimes you just have to take the bull by the horns and do the right thing, and I think that's what he's talking about here for you. This isn't much. Something about your haircut or a new haircut make any sense?
Yeah. Wow. I got my haircut about 2 days ago.
All right. I guess he likes it, but I didn't make much out of it other than he's doing the whole bit. Oh, now he's giving me the two thumbs up that now it looks like you again. It looks like Nick again, he's saying. So, well, I'm going to leave you with this, though, and it's a weird image, but you may understand it. When you think of him being up there in heaven, he's saying to tell you no, he's flying lower than the clouds. And I don't know why he's saying that. There's got to be some kind of a metaphor with that. Either he was a pilot or something for him to come up. And he's laughing again. He's got one heck of a sense of humor.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I was always told he did. And wow. Well, I really appreciate it.
Okay, I'm sorry we got a little scrambled there, but we've been having technical difficulties, and that will unfortunately distract me from the reading a little bit. But, you know, and I can only give you what he's giving anyway. So just know that he's around you, really cares about you, Nick. And I like where you're headed. You're heading in the right direction, and you're going to do very well. I can tell it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. All right, thank you.
Nick, hang on a minute. You still there? Okay. So, they want to say anything to mess up the reading. Well, Nick is my son. Yeah, and he asked if he could call in, and he hasn't called in probably years. And I just wanted to confirm some of the things you were saying, because one of the first things you said, Chuck, that's my dad. So one of the things you were saying about diners and stuff, my dad loved – he grew up on a farm, and we lived in a small, pretty small town in Nebraska. And he loved diners. That was really a big thing for him and his dad, my grandpa. And they would go to a couple of them there. So anyway, that really resonated. As far as you were mentioning Melvin, as far as his name, Nick's name, and that was a middle name I wanted to give to Nick. Was my dad's name, but my wife rather had my name in there, so she won that battle. But that's where my dad is seeing that. Gosh, I wrote down some of these things, but there was a lot of confirmation in there, Chuck. That was really an excellent.
Which it indicated reading. Something about you. Maybe that's why I was getting a little confused, too.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I was getting below the clouds, which very symbolic to me would have been airways, too, you know, the radio waves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though you're really not on AM, FM radio, you're still
mm-hmm.
being
right.
transmitted. It would still be the
right.
same feel to me.
Right. And then you mentioned the haircut. I mean, I recently myself got a haircut 2 days ago, and it was really neat in the bad. So I really think the message was for me also, because you said you were looking like, the reading was you looking like yourself again. And
how about the birthday coming up? The big birthday coming up, April?
Yeah, I was trying to put that together. My dad's birthday was
anniversary would work for me too. Actually, I'll take either.
April. I had to think about that for a while.
Yeah, it was unexpected.
Yes.
Did Nick hang up? Are you still there, Nick?
No.
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Told your dad before, usually I can pick up a lot from people's voices just talking right away. And I really meant it when it sounded like you're going to go places. And you've got a very calm, smooth voice. And I picked up a lot of honesty, sincerity in it. And now I'm probably understanding why you have to do that stopping bit and let the other person run into you and fall on the ground. And you're the last man standing. I kind of like that now that I know that it's you.
Right. Well, I appreciate it a lot.
You can do it.
Hey, Nick, I got something to say here. Are you thinking about changing careers or changing paths here?
The thoughts come to me every now and then, but I kind of want to go something into spirituality, but I really don't know, what.
Because when Chuck was saying that you've got a lot of good things coming your way, I feel like your grandfather is helping you with your career path. And I feel like whatever you're in, there's going to be something bigger and better out there for you, and your grandfather is definitely helping you with that. So I don't know whether you're thinking about getting a new job, trying a new career, maybe including the spirituality into it, but it's something new, something that will be very exciting for you, and your grandfather's definitely helping you with that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the number two, you said that you kept seeing the number 216. That's all about working with your daily affirmations to manifest everything that you want in the spiritual realm as well as material needs. So when you're seeing the 216, I would definitely take a moment, take a deep breath, say your affirmations. What is it that you want? And go out and make it happen.
Okay, I will do. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, my dear.
Can you, Nick, hang on just half a second. Can you guys tell the voice is pretty similar to mine? Is there any resemblance?
I didn't really pick up on it.
I wouldn't have picked up on that. And obviously I didn't.
Okay.
Usually I do.
Because I guess when you were younger, because when I first started the show, and Nick and my daughter Holly were active in the show, and sometimes Nick would come on and people would say, I thought that was you, Mike. And one time we said, let's try it. Let's see. You start the show, Nick, and see if people can tell the difference. And people didn't. They thought it was me. And so,
I totally agree with Chuck. He's got a really bright future ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you guys were really spot on, and it really was great. And Nick knows that I kind of let him know, which show or who to call in on and who not to. So I gave him my blessing because you guys are really great. So anyway, thanks for that. That was a great reading. Or both of you guys. Okay, Nick, you can now hang up.
Great kid.
Okay. Yeah, he is. Let's take one more call. I know we've, so let's go to, and again, I hope everybody's got the one pressed. If you're going to come on, I'm just going to take a call randomly here. 415, the Bay Area. Can we get your first name?
Yes, hi. My name is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I just knew you were going to pick me.
I love your energy, Teresa.
Oh, thanks.
You need to go out in the world and spread that around. It can become very contagious.
Isn't it?
Yes. Good for you.
Somebody having a good time?
Yep. That's what life's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not me. I did taxes all day.
Well, don't expect them back too quick.
I owed money, so I'm done.
Well, you got to the 18th of April.
That's true.
Yeah. So I had a question. I came in a little late onto the show, and I had a question about if my spirit guides or if my family had any messages. I've been considering releasing a program that I've been writing this year, and if there's anything in particular you'd like to share with me.
First thing I'm getting, Teresa, it's like as soon as you said this program or releasing, it's like I saw all these stars just explode. And there's definitely telling you, go for it, go for it, go for it. What is your hesitation or what is your holdback on it?
The 16 hours a day it takes to put it together.
Piece of cake for you with that energy.
It helps that I love it.
Is this something that could be released by like April? Because I'm getting a number 4 associated with you.
That would be a little too soon.
I'd be pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, it would. April's my birthday.
Okay. Because I'm getting the number 4 for you, and it's going to be a really good month. So it will either be done or very, very close to completion. And that would be kind of a goal you'd want to set for yourself, is working mm-hmm. towards that. You know, even if it's not totally finished, like if it could go out by the 1st of May. But I'm getting all kinds of high fives from the guys for you on that.
Is there anything that I should... that they're just giving me any kind of a heads up or watch for anything or no?
I'm hearing that there still needs to be tweaking done to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying you're on the right path and it might frustrate you from time to time. When it frustrates you, get up, take a walk, get away from it, you know, just take a break. Because you're kind of person that when you get an idea in your head, you go after it and it's like, I want everything done now.
Oh.
And
it's not yesterday.
Yeah, right? I'm meeting more and more women here lately. It's like, oh, but I needed to know all the answers yesterday. And that's what I'm getting for you. So when you find yourself getting frustrated with it or if there's something that you're just not getting, learn to walk away from it. And going outside, walking around, whatever, maybe going down to a shop, have a cup of coffee or something, just kind of get away from it, and that's going to help progress your movement with this faster for you.
Okay, so do you think that it would be better if I released it at the university and that was the initial launch, or just release it in a public arena and just in the...
No, I like the energy of the university. I think you should go there first. I think the university will be like a test ground for you.
Right. To see.
Does that
you
make
know,
sense for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to turn this over to Chuck. Chuck, do you feel anybody helping her with this? We might have lost Chuck again.
Where did he go?
He's been having some technical difficulties tonight.
Oh, I had that last month. All last month, everything I had that was electronic was just kind of like, really?
Okay. He's been disconnected on here a couple of times. Your father, is he still alive?
No.
Okay, and is his father passed as well?
Yeah, almost everyone in my family is on the other side.
Okay, they're helping you with this. Was your dad a very strong person?
Remarkable.
Yep.
I was the luckiest person alive, I swear to God. I had two of the best parents any person could ever dream of.
No, I did. Na, 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 na.
No, I did.
Now, I get that your dad was a very strong person, and I feel like his father was a strong person as well, and they're there, they're backing you, they're helping you with this. So if you get to a point where you get stuck or, like, you know, confused, whatever, know your dad's with you there in spirit, and he's helping you and he's guiding you with this. Do you like listening to music?
You know, it's distracting when I'm working, but my husband's a musician, and we listen to music quite a bit, yeah.
Okay. That is another thing, too. Like, you know, when I said, you know, when you get, you know, frustrated or whatever with this, walk away, music will be very good for you, and your dad's telling me he will come to you through the music.
Oh, yeah, he does. That and golf balls. I get golf. One day I woke up and I had 27 golf balls in the backyard. I was like, hi, Dad.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, so like when, you know, you're working on your program, and if you have a question or you get stuck, that's what I want to say, if you get stuck or something, just learn to walk away from it, go listen
to
your music.
The biggest area I'm getting stuck on is the technology of turning it into a presentation along with the book and the workbook.
I totally feel your pain, dear.
you can only take it so far. And all of these programs that are online now and stuff like that are so complicated with the graphic arts. There's such a big learning curve. But I'm really kind of at the point that I need to probably hire somebody to help get it into the technical form.
Yes, absolutely.
Know?
But if there, you know, other than the technical, I'm seeing something about writing or something. So if you get stuck, like, in your writing or, you know, finishing putting this together, listen to the music, listen to the words. Know that's your dad, like, channeling to you, helping you with this.
Okay. And do you think that I live in Tucson, Arizona. Do you think this will be at the University of Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought Michael said you were in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I just moved from San Francisco.
Oh, okay. You're in Tucson, huh?
Yeah, I moved to the desert so I could write.
Ah, I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I'm down in Tucson, and we moved here so that I could take off and spend some time writing and completing this program.
Very nice.
Yeah, so
you'll have to get in touch with me. All my information's on the website here on the radio show.
Okay. Well, let me see, I'm looking. Okay, so it's the 602 number?
Yes.
Okay, great, Marilyn. I'd love to speak with you.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Great. Anything else might you like to say?
That's all I'm getting right now. Let's see. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, we got a wrap. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Did Chuck, we lose Chuck again?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh.
Sure.
Did
well,
you
was,
have Did you have anything for Teresa, Chuck?
No, I was listening to the two of you, but I am having difficulties. I will have it repaired next week.
Okay. All righty. Well, let you go then. Thanks for your call.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. Have a wonderful night.
You're welcome, Teresa. Have a great night.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Didn't you love her energy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was great. I just want to say before we wrap up here, something else dawned on me. about my dad and the reading is, you know, things get away from you, time and everything. And, well, I was just talking to my son here, and while that call's on, and talking about the reading and everything, and that just dawned on me. I was looking at today's date, March 6th. This is the day my dad died when I was 13 years old, and 41 years ago. And my dad just didn't wake up one morning, and it was really horrible to, you know, find out that way. And but anyway, today is really and then when my son was reminding me, he said, "Did your dad like to laugh and stuff?" What Chuck was saying, and I said, "Yeah," I said, you know, because my dad was always. He always liked to razz people, always liked to kid people, and especially my grandma from my mom's side, she'd get a little testy about it. And then my dad, he's like, "I, you know, I got to razz you here a little bit. You come on over." And she's like, "Yeah, but you do it too much." So, but he always, you know, liked to joke around and razz people. And so that was really, you know, that was another confirmation. So anyway, I didn't know, you know, things kind of, kind of pass on by and you keep busy and you sometimes don't think of the actual date. And today's the day. So that was really special.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Perfect divine timing, right?
That could be the anniversary cake. The anniversary cake I was getting at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
For me, what they'll do is they'll show a round cake for a birthday cake, and then he put a big, almost put it in my face, like a rectangular-shaped anniversary cake. So at the end of it, that's why I didn't realize it was for today, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, that was really special. Nick doesn't get readings much, but whenever he does, it's like a double treat, especially if it's an excellent reading like this was, because it's not just for him, but I get messages too. And I usually don't ask for readings for myself, but anyway, it was great.
I'm glad he came in for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck and Marilyn. Appreciate it. A special, special day. So, all righty. Well, I guess we'll wrap up. And Marilyn, you'll be on with me tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, 4 Pacific Time. And we won't even get into the daylight savings time. I'll let you figure that out. One of the states that doesn't change their clocks.
I know. All right, kids. Have a great evening.
Okay. We'll see you, Marilyn. And Chuck,
right.
Thanks again. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Chuck. It's a really special night here. We do appreciate it, everybody. And again, the duo, Chuck and Marilyn, is here each Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. So if we didn't get you in, also they both do private readings. You can see how great their readings are. You can contact them. Their information is right here on the show page. And that's going to do it for me. Hope you enjoyed the shows here on Monday. Love to hear from you on Facebook. Just send a message, and I'll be back live tomorrow. We'll start at 3 p.m. Eastern time, and then I'll be on LA Talk Radio with Joshua Darnell, who was on the hour before, as our guest with the wonderful Jennifer Taylor. And then we have some great shows tomorrow evening here on Journey in the Light. All right, everybody, have a great evening. Much love to everybody, and thanks for listening. Appreciate it.